Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. I am so excited to talk to you today. If you're listening in real time, you realize that I published this blog post early, and yes, that was on purpose. There will not be a new blog post on Friday, December 25th, because that will be Christmas, and so I am posting this on December 22nd. But there's a second reason why I'm posting it and not waiting until the day of Christmas, because if you're listening in real time, this is the perfect time for you to do what I'm going to talk to you about today, which is my winter break triple threat. I have done this every single year with my kids since they came along, and it reduces anxiety in my life. It reduces the amount of clutter. I get to spend a lot of time with the kids and get the house organized at the same time, and they actually enjoy it as well and look forward to it every year. So hopefully you rested yesterday, went to a movie with the kids or whatever, and it's Tuesday morning and you're listening to this right away, and we are going to do a winter break triple threat with your kids. Now, if you don't have kids, just do it with your own stuff. Pretend your mom is doing it with you. So these are the three things we're going to do. Number one, you're going to spend one-on-one time with each of your children. Again, if you don't have children, you're going to spend one-on-one time with you, which honestly, I really like. I like one-on-one time with myself. Second, you're going to go through each of your kids' rooms with them, find out what they still love and what they're ready to part with. Now, why I like to do this before Christmas is because they don't have the new toys yet, so they'll tend to hold on to things that they kind of like and might still play with. Whereas once the new toys have arrived, they'll tell you they want to get rid of everything, but they really don't want to get rid of everything, so they're a little bit more discerning. And then the third thing is you're going to help them see the value of organization by donating their unwanted items to charity or selling them on Craigslist and eBay and earning a little bit of money, whatever your family tends to do. We donate ours to charity because I don't want to spend all the time listing that stuff on the computer and meeting people all over the city. And in case you didn't know, Saturday is my favorite holiday of the year. Do you know what it is? It is Organizing Day. I mean, Boxing Day. And that's actually an English holiday where the rich people would get the boxes that all of their gifts came in, and they would put things that they no longer wanted in there, and they would give those to the servants. So they were donating what they no longer wanted or used because they got new things. I love doing the winter break triple threat with my kids because there's a lot of time before Christmas once they're off on winter break. And you know, the only thing kids want to think about is Christmas morning. So this takes a lot of that energy that they have and focuses it on cleaning their room and making room for whatever new is coming, even though they don't know what that is. And it also focuses them on what they have and how much they can give away and how they can help others at the same time. So that is something that you can do. It is the post on the blog today, December 22nd, or you can just search triple threat and the post will come right up. All right, I have a couple of other things that I want to tell you about today also. I am recording this early. As a matter of fact, I'll be recording the next 7 episodes more early than I usually do. I always batch things and have them recorded a couple of weeks in advance, but my podcast editor is going to have a baby, and I want her to have a maternity break. So I'm recording 8 weeks of podcast episodes in advance so she can get them all up and ready, and then she can really enjoy that little blessing in her life. So in case some of the things I'm saying this week and in the following weeks haven't actually happened by the time I say they're going to happen, you'll know why. If you're listening to this in the future, well, you just saw a glimpse of the past. One of the things I've been working on a lot in the month of December is reorganizing Organize 365, and I told you about that in a different podcast. So I'm doing a whole bunch of things, but I'm changing it from a blog to a website. Now, don't worry, the blog isn't going anywhere. There's still going to be new posts every single day. But when you go to Organize 365, and by this day it should have happened, when you go there, you're not going to see the blog. What you're going to see is a video of me explaining how you can get organized and how this website is organized. And then you start clicking on links to go to different areas of the blog. Now, if you've noticed that this has happened and you're confused and you just want it the way it used to be because you don't really like change, I totally understand. There's a new little button that says blog at the top. And if you click that little button, it will go back to the same way that you are used to seeing the blog, and all of the posts will be in chronological order for you right there. Now, the videos are super fun. I actually just got those back from the producer that I hired to come out to the house with professional equipment and everything, and it was so fun. We recorded 17 videos, and now the videos are on the blog everywhere. So if you are new to the podcast, new to organizing, or you just would like a little bit of clarity with all the bazillion million things I talk about, you can click on these different pages and it will explain. Like, if you're in Cincinnati and you want to hire us, but you don't understand our pricing, I have a whole video about that now. Or maybe you've had a loved one pass away and you'd like to make an album, but you just don't understand how I can make an album with your photos, especially if they're unorganized and still in a box. Well, if you click on that link, I explain to you exactly how I do that in a video. And I think this is something that I have been missing and something I've been nervous about, because I can't make my own videos. I had to wait until I could hire somebody to do them. Now, I have plenty of videos that I've recorded myself, like the 31 paper organizing videos that I did in October, and I think they're just fine, but these are much, much better. I was able to relax and just be myself and really talk to you and not worry about if I had pressed the record button or not, because that wasn't my job. So the blog is organized into four different areas that you're going to organize. Your home, which is going to include the 40 weeks, one whole house challenge, and then also organizing room by room. Now, this is the part I'm kind of really excited about, because if you follow the 40 weeks, one whole house challenge, then you get that big old post that tells you how to organize that area of the house. Like, for example, in that post, it talks about organizing a linen closet, but I specifically talk about how I converted the kids' linen closet into a teenage linen closet. Well, that doesn't help you at all if you don't have kids or you don't have a linen closet. But as I was going through all my older posts, I found that I had done a blog post about our master closet linen closet, which is probably more relevant for everyone, and I republished that on the blog as well. So when you click on linen closets, or I think it's all under closets, you'll be able to see all of the posts I've done about closets. So if you're not interested in an under the stairway closet for your kids' toys, you might be interested in an under the stairway cabinet for china. You see what I mean? Like, you could pick and choose what you want there. I will tell you, though, I know for sure that that part of the blog will not be ready by December 22nd. That is going to be the part that's going to take me the longest to curate, because I have to go through all of my older blog posts and decide which areas they really need to show up in. So that one will be the last part to actually get finished. Okay, you'll also notice that when you're on the blog and you're in a certain area, like let's say you're looking at freezer meals and you're looking at it on your computer at home, not on your phone or your tablet, but you're looking at it on your computer, then on the right-hand side will be all of the other posts that I posted about freezer meals. Or if you're looking at 31 bags, all of the other posts that I've done about 31 bags will be on the right-hand side. Now, when you are in the 40 weeks, one whole house area, and you're on week 12, on the right-hand side are links to every single week in the series. So let's say you end up on week 20, which is organizing crafts, and you don't like crafts, you don't even buy crafts. You could just go over to the right-hand side and either skip ahead to week 21, which is the computer, or maybe you didn't start with week one with the rest of us, and you might go back and say, you know what, I really want to do my master closet, so I'm going to go back to week 8. And all of that is right there in the navigation on the sidebar. Now, if you're on a tablet or on your phone, it's still there for you too. You just have to scroll to the bottom. So when you are looking at a computer rendering of my website, there are blog posts on the right and a sidebar, or no, blog posts on the left, I'm dyslexic, and a sidebar on the right, which has all these little pictures you can click on. When it's on your phone, that gets stacked. So the blog posts that are on the left are at the top, and then if you scroll all the way to the bottom, you'll be able to see what's on the right on a traditional computer on the bottom of your phone. Okay, so I covered the sidebars, the different videos, the different navigation. I'm so excited. I cannot even tell you how excited I am about this. I had my website designer, I think it was 177 widgets, she had to make in order for this transition to happen. And she got really excited because it was a big project. But we both got really overwhelmed in the middle of the project because she's sending me images and I'm approving some, and then she's sending the next one, and then I'm trying to upload them and I'm forgetting. It was a lot of widgets and a lot of organization to get Organize 365 reorganized, but I think it is going to really, really be a benefit to everyone. Okay, along with all of that organization is I had to do a lot of pruning and purging and decluttering. So just like I'm realizing, just like when you organize your home, you have to do all this pruning and decluttering and purging in every area you organize. So for example, we've started organizing my Pinterest account, which had, I think, 93 boards on it. And I went through and I had my assistant get rid of 30 of them. So there were 30 boards on there that I really didn't like anymore, weren't really relevant to organizing, and I didn't think would really help you, and I just totally got rid of them. Same thing with the blog posts. You know, when I started in 2012, I thought I was putting up some stellar content there, and let me just tell you, I was not. It was not good. And there's still plenty of posts in there where they're okay, but I don't really see how they help you at all. Like random things that I had put in there, or sometimes I would just put a picture with a caption. I don't know what I was thinking, honestly. So I have gotten rid of almost 200 blog posts. I'm down to 500, and I bet by the time I'm done, I'm going to get rid of close to another 100 as well. I did the same over with my YouTube channel. I used to have two YouTube channels. One was associated with the blog I started in 2010, and then I started the Organize 365 YouTube channel, and I moved some of the videos over. Now, I've left the TV episode videos. They're the oldest videos that are on that channel, but they're horrible quality. Like the audio is really, really bad because I recorded it from my TV to a CD and put it on my computer and then uploaded it. Like, it was so redneck what I did. I just have to tell you. But hey, I got it transferred over. So the videos aren't the best quality, but I left them there because I like the things that I said on TV and I thought they were good TV segments. But I did get rid of a lot of other videos that I had in there, and I probably got rid of 30%. So I'm doing this in every area of my business, and I'm really trying to figure out what to do going forward as far as social media. I love Facebook and Facebook groups, really Facebook groups, not the page, the groups. And I also see a value in Pinterest. It's very organized and very visual, and I totally understand how I can use that to help you get organized. But I don't get Instagram. I really don't get Twitter. And I haven't started any of the other social media platforms. So I really think I'm only going to be focusing on Facebook and Pinterest in 2017. And once I can get all of that organized, I might go forward. But to be honest with you, I doubt it. I doubt I'll do more than Facebook groups and my Pinterest page because I really, really, really want to do my TV show. Like, I'm really getting excited about this TV show, and it's coming to life in my head. And so I need to make some space in order to do that. And I really think that as much as I see the podcast growing, I just crossed 200,000 downloads. So there have been 200,000 of these episodes listened to, which is super, super exciting. And what I've heard from you guys is these podcasts help you even more than the blog posts because I could tell more stories. Now, granted, a lot of the stories I tell are mine, and I hear that often too. Like, she tells a lot of her own stories. But as a teacher and a speaker, I know that you learn from other people's stories. So I don't mind being vulnerable and sharing my own stories as long as it can help you get more organized. And if we can make so much of an impact in getting organized through my telling your stories through, you know, radio sound waves, how much better would it be if I could actually show you on video? And in the TV show, I'm really thinking about following three different women in each of the three phases of life that I talk about. So three women who are 25 to 40 organizing their house, three women who are 40 to 55 organizing their house, and three women who are 55 or older organizing their house. And those would be different segments on the TV show. Like, I am like so excited about this because I really think that now that I've started talking more about these three phases of life, it's becoming crystal clear to me how much easier it will be to talk to you about organizing if I'm talking to you at the phase of life you're in. So I hope if you're listening to this in real time that you will head on over to organize365.com/mastermind and listen to the podcast, if you haven't already, about this idea I have about mastermind groups and sign up for the webinars that I am making. I'm going to have 9 webinars from December 20th, so we already missed that one, through January 1st. And on January 1st, I have 3 webinars on the same day. And I really, really want to help you get organized this year. And the way I think that I could do that the best is by being in a private Facebook group with you and giving you a daily challenge, seeing your before and after pictures, answering your questions, and targeting the challenge exactly to where you are in the phase of life you're in. So I'm going to end this podcast early, and I would love for you to go do that winter break triple threat, either with your kids or with yourself, and have a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, and I will see you back here on Friday, January 1st will be the next podcast, and I will be talking to you about how do you get started when you have no idea where to start. You feel so overwhelmed and disorganized. So have a happy holiday, and I'll see you in the new year.